吃饭了。
啊啊啊！
He says you stole the bread.
It's a lie. I caught him stealing ours.
Cut off the infidel's hands.
No, I took the bread.
That's not true.
They're not interested in the truth.
But he's lying.
You're too weak, Peter. You would not live through it.
As you wish. Cut the other one's hand off as well.
I'm sorry, Robin.
Peter, enter to the car. Peter!
Oh, God.
This is English courage.
I will show you a way out.
Why should we?
If you do not, we are all dead men.
No, Robin. For God's sake, Robin, come in.
Sorry.
I have this. This way.
Thanks. I misjudged you.
You are fast with a sword, my friend.
5 years I've waited for the smell of free air. It makes a man fast.
It's mortal. Leave me.
Give this ring to my sister Marion. I swear you'll protect him for me.
He's wounded by the heart. We cannot save him.
Swear it, Robin.
I swear it.
They're coming.
Tell Mario.
I died a free Englishman.
For England!
No! No!
Come, my friend. Make your sacrifice an act of honor. Come now.
Why did you cut me free, Christian?
Whatever blood is in your veins, no man deserves to die in there. Farewell, friend. Godspeed your way.
Our way lies together with the speed of Allah.
What?
You have saved my life, Christian. I will stay with you until I have saved yours. That is my vow.
Thanks, but I go to England.
I relieve you of your obligation.
Only a law could do that.
What if I say no?
You have no choice. I am Azim ibn Bashir al-Makri. You may call me Azim.
Robin of Locksley.
Kindest sir, 'tis rumored you fought in King Richard's crusade with my beloved son, Robin. I fear you have returned home to desperate times, when dark forces plot against our absent king. I am anxious for word of my son. Were you present at his capture near Jerusalem? Do you know the name of the potentate who holds him? Does he still bear me ill will? A little news, please, sir. I would give all that I own for his release.
I'm sorry you were disturbed, Master.
Duncan, it's all right. Let him go.
They've taken my Gwen, my daughter.
Who has taken her?
Men on horses in masks. We tried to stop them, but my son, he's dead. He's dead.
Master, stay. There is an evil moon tonight.
Never fear, Duncan. Good will overcome. Trust in that.
I'm sorry, my lord. We had no choice.
Locksley?
The king shall hear of this!
Join us.
Never.
Join us or die.
God and King Richard!
Yourself of your vow. Return with the boat. I know how it feels to be so far from your home and family.
Because I love them so much, I cannot dishonor them.
I thought you'd say that.
Man controls my destiny, especially that one who attacks downwind and stinks of garlic.
Come on, Azim.
Our fighting days are done. By nightfall, we will celebrate with my father.
You understand, of course. I had to try.
I would have succeeded.
Why must you walk in back of me?
In your country, am I not the infidel? It seems safer to appear as your slave rather than your equal.
You know, for an infidel, you have uncommon clarity of thinking. Yet you tell me nothing of yourself. For instance, your name, Azim, what does it mean?
It means great one.
Great one, really? Did you give yourself this name? It's a joke. Azim, the great one! I am home!
Woo! Woo!
Look! Mistletoe. Many a maid's lost her resolve to me thanks to this little plant.
In my country, we talk to our women. We do not drug them with plants.
What do you know of women?
Where I come from, Christian, there are women of such beauty that they can possess a man's mind so that he would be willing to die for them.
Wait, is that why you were to be executed? Because of a woman? That's it, isn't it? That's it!
It is close to sunset.
Painted old dog. Who was she? The mullah's daughter? Huh? Another man's wife? What's her name?
Is there no sun in this cursed country?
Which way is east?
Her name.
East!
Her name.
Yasmina.
That way.
You are sure?
I would know blindfolded. I'm 5 miles from home. Was she worth it?
Worth dying for.
Says the wood manner of creature is so fearsome that it takes 6 men to attack it.
Stranger, this is no affair of yours.
Well, if we treat the devil himself? Let me see. Small boy, a truly dangerous animal.
This boy killed one of the sheriff of Nottingham's deer.
You starve us. We needed the meat.
Look, I advise you to move on, pilgrim. This is the sheriff's land.
Wrong. This is my land and my tree. Therefore, whatever's in it also belongs to me.
Might I have the pleasure of your name before I have you run through?
Robin of Locksley.
Well, well. Locksley. Welcome home.
Kill him!
Come on! Hurry up!
Take it!
Azim! Time to redeem that vow!
Unleash the hound!
Get off the damn knees!
Now, sir, if you'd be so kind as to give me your name before I run you through.
Guy Gisborne, the sheriff's cousin. That
little bastard was poaching deer.
Poaching? Is it not a greater crime to starve a family?
Go on, Loxley. Go on.
I've seen enough blood spilt to last two lifetimes. Now get off my land. And tell Nottingham what happens to your scum when they pick on small children. You. You traveled 10,000 miles to save my life and leave me to be butchered?
I fulfill my vows when I choose.
Which does not include prayer times or meal times or any time I'm outnumbered 6-1.
You whine like a mule. You're still alive.
Have no fear. Come down, boy. Is it true, boy? Did you kill a deer?
Hundreds of them.
You scared him.
Interesting place, this. England.
Cousin, I trust you justify your intrusion with news of profound value.
I met a hooded man today who bade me warn you not to harm his people.
Who told you to cover up? His name?
Robin of Loxley.
The prodigal son returns. He's a whelp. This girl confessed him.
Put it there.
Yes, well, this whelp bested four of my men.
Yes, well, your men were probably drunk. And yet you survived, cousin.
I barely survived. He has a companion, a dark-skinned foreigner with a marked face of Islam, and he carries a Saracen sword.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it would take an army to match these rogues. I trust Loxley's visited his manor and found the home fires still burning.
Father? Father? Anyone here? Duncan!
No! Who is it? It's my father.
Who's there? Who's there?
Master Robin? Is that you?
Duncan?
Oh, praise be! I thought God had abandoned us.
Duncan, my father.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Why didn't you cut him down?
It's a miracle. I never thought of him.
Young
Duncan, are you
deaf?
Easy.
Look at him.
I would have done if I could see.
did this to you, Duncan?
Guy of Gisborne. The sheriff and this witch looking on. Why? They say that the sheriff captured your father, worshipping the devil. That he signed a confession before the bishop.
No. That's not possible.
Nottingham declared all Locksley lands forfeit.
Did you believe the charges?
Not even when they took my eyes.
We must go.
He loved you to the end, young master. He never gave up hope of your return.
I should have been here. He called the Crusades a foolish quest. Said it was vanity to force other men to our religion.
But you must flee now. Head south to safety. Gisborne will surely seek revenge.
I hear you, Duncan. You should go home. My world's turned upside down here. I cannot ask you to come where I'm going.
Alone, Christian. You will only get yourself killed. Besides, there is nothing left for me to go home to.
I will not rest until my father's avenged. I swear it by my own blood.
Mortiana?
Of the barons. Soon?
Make haste.
But my plan is still intact.
What's wrong?
I have seen death.
A painted man. He haunts my dreams, adorned with strange foreign masks.
Locksley's companion.
Kill him. Kill them both.
What is this place?
Peter's home. It's nearly 6 years since we left together. We'll find food and shelter here.
No more beggars.
Tell the mistress of the house that Robin of Locksley is at her door.
Her ladyship's not here.
Is the child Marion at home?
Maybe she is, maybe she isn't.
Hospitality in this country is as warm as the weather. It's over.
Really?
Leave your weapons. Just you. Wait here.
Right here.
A curse on Moors and Saracens. Were it not for their ungodly ways, Master Robin would never have left.
What manner of name is Azim? Irish? Cornish?
Moorish.
Who are you?
Robin of Locksley.
You lie, Robin is dead. Step into the light. Turn around.
Am I to dance next? Who are you?
I am the maid Marian.
Well, then show yourself, child, for we knew each other well. The years have been kind.
Thank you. With the king away, we must guard against villainous outlaws who would kidnap a relative of his.
Surely you can see that I'm not one of those.
Perhaps. Now remove yourself from this house.
I would, my lady, but I'm sworn to protect you.
Protect me? Robin of Locksley was nothing but a spoiled bully. And besides, as you can see, we have enough protection.
Marian, wait. You are truly courageous against an unarmed man.
Point me toward danger, Azim. I'm ready.
Last thoughts were of you.
No, Peter.
I'm sorry, Mary. I'm sorry.
How do I know you didn't abandon him to save your own skin?
No one feels his loss more than I.
Well, the next time I visit London, I'll be sure to convey your condolences to my mother.
I would think for your safety that you would join her there.
No, I have no interest in life at court. All that gossip mongering and currying favor.
But you're alone here.
Hardly. These years have left us many in need. While you and my brother are off playing boy heroes, Nottingham has plundered the Shire.
So you still have your lands?
Because I give him no excuse to take them. I'm the king's cousin. It is my station to look after these people until his return.
Marian. Marian. My purpose in coming was not to hurt you. I swore to your brother that I would protect you.
You cannot replace my brother.
I don't want to replace him. Marian, I've returned to my home to find it destroyed and my father murdered. And the only explanations for it are the ramblings of an old blind man.
But all I remember...
remember of you is a spoiled bully who used to burn my hair as a child.
Please allow that years of war in prison may change a man.
Robin, whatever happened between you and your father, you mustn't believe what they accused him of.
I don't.
Kristen! Did your uneducated kind ever take Jerusalem?
God knows.
What is it? What is it?
It's Nottingham soldiers.
Coming here? Is this your protection?
I killed some of the sheriff's men.
Oh, dear.
I fear I've placed you in danger.
I can take care of myself. Just go. No, that's my horse.
A truly magnificent animal, my lady.
Go!
I said I'm sworn to protect you.
And I say no more boyish gestures.
I'm not leaving.
Stop them! You're stealing my horse!
You're so kind, Mary.
You're sheltering outlaws, Lady Mary.
They're thieves, you imbecile.
He didn't feel your virtue as well. The crown of the man who brings me lost his head! My lady.
Oscar is too. Yours is lame. We cannot outrun them.
Leave me, Master Robin. I slow your escape.
We could lose him in the forest.
Sherwood Forest is haunted, Master.
Either we take our chances with the ghosts or become ghosts ourselves.
The man we fear, sir, it's the evil spirit.
Throw it out of the horn! Son of a devil worship, huh? Your father died a coward, cursing your name and squealing like a stuck pig.
You will bring no justice to your father by dying today.
Ghost Duncan. Wind chimes. The child's toy put to good use. You scare easily, my painted moor.
This forest has eyes. I swear it. In my dreams alone have I imagined such a place.
Then imagine a way to cross it.
Rich man.
I beg of no man.
Well, this here is our river, and any man who wishes to cross must pay a tax.
I will pay no tax. As you can see, I have nothing. Not even my sword.
Bollocks! Any man who travels with two servants and claims he's got no bloody money is either a fool or a liar.
Hey, he's a liar!
Who are you?
John Little. Best man of the woods.
Hey, man! Well, best man, you leave this rabble...
Yes, I do, mate. And if you tosspots want to travel through Sherwood Forest, it's going to cost you that gold medallion.
This is sacred to me.
It's sacred to us too, matey. That there will feed us for a blooming month.
You'll have to fight me for it.
Love to, mate.
Be careful, Father. You want it 12 of the sheriff's men.
That's so. Reckon I'm going to enjoy this.
Hey! That's your father?
Yes.
Something? Thanks for the taxes.
Looks like the little rich boy's lost for words, eh? Any great ideas?
Get up! Move faster!
Move faster. Great ideas. We're not through yet.
All right, my old cocker. You want another good walloping? You shall have one.
Oh. Seems I've made it past the gate, John Little. Or should I call you Little John?
Hit him, Father! Walloping!
You can do it!
time again, old chum.
Shame. He was a brave lad. Help!
I can't bloody swim.
You yield?
Yes!
Good. Now put your feet down.
Don't be buggered.
Galleon.
Give me your name first.
Robin of Locksley.
Well, Robin of Locksley, you got balls of solid rock. Come on.
That's much the matter, son. Hal Brownwell and that stumpy one there is David of Doncaster, but the lads all calls him Bull.
Because you're short?
Nope. It's because I'm so long.
No, Paul, save it, save it. Save it for the lady.
Give the man some meat.
Very good it is. Oh.
Now, I made that myself.
Has English hospitality changed so much in 6 years? That a friend of mine's not welcome at this table?
But he's a savage, sire.
That he is. But no more than you or I. And don't call me sire.
With regret, I must decline. Allah forbids it.
You're bloody lost, mate.
How is it there are so many of you in hiding?
No, we're all outlaws. Got prices on our heads. Even the young lad there. He's a blasted sheriff. He says we owes him taxes.
Well, you know, your ghosts will only keep the sheriff's men at bay so long.
They've worked so far. You have a better idea?
You can always fight back.
Yeah. I reckon I must have cracked that noble head of yours. These are all good lads here. They got hearts of oak, but they're farmers. It'd be lambs to the slaughter.
They say the sheriff was raised by a witch.
Witch?
She knows every man's thought. You can see right through her, and she flies.
That's a load of codswallop, Wolf.
What does the rich son of a devil worshiper care what happens to a band of outlaw
My
peasants,
lord
huh?
is a kind and generous man. Who among you dares believe him capable?
My father was no devil worshiper. And I'll have words with any man who says otherwise. But he's right. I was a rich man's son. But when I killed the sheriff's men, I became an outlaw like you.
You are nothing like us.
Oh, that there's Will Scarlet. Don't take no notice of him. He's full of piss and wind. Come on, lads, drink up. Stop talking so much bloody rubbish. This here is the best that we simple men can expect. Here we're safe. Here, we are kings.
Too much meat, old friend?
Oh, forgive me. I oversleep.
No, no. Rest yourself. What day is it, Duncan?
Sunday, I think.
Do they still give alms to the poor at Mass?
That they do. These days, the need for mercy is greater than ever.
We beseech thy blessing, Lord, on all your people, but most especially on our noble Sheriff of Nottingham. Grant him the wisdom to guide and protect our glorious city. Grant him also the strength to bring to justice the lawless men who would threaten its safety and prosperity, and the judgment to punish them. In your name, amen.
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 Go in peace.
Mother, alms for a blind man, my lady. For one who cannot see your beauty.
Hello. What are you doing here?
Searching my soul.
I do not wish to be seen with an outlaw.
You prefer the company of Nottingham?
There's a price on your head.
How much?
100 gold pieces.
Is that all? Shall have to annoy the good sheriff more. Soon it will be 1,000.
For 1,000, I would turn you in myself. Nottingham is mounting an army. Here's every blacksmith in the county holed up in the castle making swords and armor.
What is he planning?
I don't know. But there's no limit to the man's ambitions. Go.
Thank you.
Quickly, go. Robin, do something for me.
What?
Take a bath.
Take a bath.
These are my private chambers, my son. I have priests who would hear your confession.
Shush!
I see the boy I knew in the man before me. Welcome home, Robin.
You shine like the sun, my lady. You've been meeting with Robin of Locksley. My cousin tells me the knave deprived you of some horses.
Oh, yes, a most disagreeable experience.
Yes, I know, and for inflicting that upon you, I'm going to hang him from the walls by his own entrails.
I would like to see that, my lord.
You see, if you'd only bring your household within the city walls, I could give your every need my personal attention.
Well, I do thank you, my lord, but I much prefer to stay in my family's home for now.
Oh. Well, then perhaps you do me the honor of accepting a small token of my undying devotion to your safety.
Oh, my. King Richard will be deeply moved to hear of your concern for my welfare.
Yes, I'm afraid the king has many enemies, both abroad and at home. I fear for his safe return.
Oh, no, fear not, dear sheriff. He will return, and when he does, he will wish to reward his faithful subjects.
I asked your father 3 times if he worshipped the Dark One, because his answer vexed me so grievously. He said he must meet God with a clear conscience.
You lie.
Blood in the hands of God!
You
weekends.
How can I protect you, Christian, if I know not where you go?
You hardly raise a finger when you do.
Great one. I prefer to have the choice.
Wonderful. You stolen the sheriff's horse?
You stirred up a bloody hornet's nest now.
Are you afraid, John?
Yeah, a little.
Well, so is the sheriff. And today I gave him a sting he'll not forget.
You fool! You started a war!
We're already at war.
Duncan, Brad.
And I say we strike back at the very man who takes our homes and would hunt our children.
Wait. You planning to join us then, matey?
No, to lead you.
Christian, these are simple people. They are not warriors. Be careful you do not do this for your own purposes.
Forget yourself, Azim. I do not ask for your company or counsel.
Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
No, I want this brigand found.
Starve them out. Slaughter them. No, take their livestock. I want Locksley's own people fighting to bring his head in.
Well, perhaps we could create a name for him and...
something to drive fear into the hearts of the populace. Maybe Locksley the Lethal or Reeking Robin.
Whatever. I want him dead by the next full moon, before the barons come back. Now so. And keep the stitches small.
Where is your mate? The man they call Little.
He died last winter.
Burn it down.
Leave us the cell. Our young uncle Peter's through the window.
You heard of the Sherwood bandit?
Robin of the Hood. Yes, sir.
Ray is brought to us before winter.
It's fame you seek, Christian. I think you have it.
You brought this misery on us, Locksley. It's Nottingham trying to divide us. We are divided, rich boy. I'm not as blind as that old man over there. You're still trying to be lord of the manor. I heard today that the sheriff now values your neck at 500 gold pieces. I say we take him in. Will, do you think that the sheriff will give everything back after I'm gone? He'll give us the reward and our pardons. Wrong. We'll stretch your necks one by one.
What would you have us do? Fight armored men on horseback with rocks in our bare hands?
Needs be. But with the one true weapon that escapes you, Will. Courage.
Look out!
Thank you, Wolf. You wish to end this?
Yeah.
You wish to go home?
Yeah.
Then we must stop fighting amongst ourselves. And face that the price for it may be dear. I, for one, would rather die than to spend my life in hiding. The sheriff calls us outlaws. But I say we are free. And one free man defending his home is more powerful than 10 hired soldiers. The Crusades taught me that. I will make you no promises save one. That if you truly believe in your hearts that you are free, then I say we can win.
They got armor!
They got armor, Paul? Even this boy can be taught to find the chinks in every suit of armor.
But we ain't got nothing to eat!
What do we need that the forest cannot provide? We have food, wood for weapons. We'll find safety and solace in her trees.
Yeah, but what about our kin? Sheriff's taking all they got, too.
And by God, we take it back. Such decorations.
How dare you?
Please, sir, those belong to our lord.
Well, now they belong to my lord, Sheriff!
Good. Now tell the sheriff for every harm he does these people, I will visit it back on him tenfold.
Something vexes thee.
devil?
It is a hot day, my friend, to burden your horse with such a heavy purse.
The sheriff will hear of this.
I truly hope so.
Yeah! Yeah! There you go, love. Buy yourself a new trousers.
God bless you, Fanny. And God bless Robin Hood.
We reckon he's nicked 3 to 4 million in the last 5 months, sire.
All right, then. Fine. Raise the bounty on his head. 25,000 crowns.
Begging your pardon, sire, it won't do no good. How much you raise it?
Really, scribe, and why is that?
Because, sire, the poor, you see, he gives them what he takes, so, well, sire, they love him.
Just a minute. Robin Hood steals money from my pocket, forcing me to hurt the public, and they love him for it?
Yes.
That's it. Cancel the kitchen scraps for lepers and orphans. No more merciful beheadings. And call off Christmas.
The treasury is empty. All day and all night, people plague my door whining for tax relief and safe passage through show and forest. We cannot pay thee what the highwayman has taken.
It's the shortest route to London, sire.
They only wrote to London, you little ferret.
Sir Guy's patrols have found nothing, sire.
No camp, nothing.
This hooded viper simply slithers into the forest. You, my room, 10:30 tonight. You, 10:45. Bring a friend.
Laughter, love, and drinking. King Richard bless his soul, loves his wine and warning. But for us who stay at home, let softly fear and whoring. Play your music, that's the day. Think of not tomorrow.
How many?
20.
20?
How many?
5. I can't count anyway.
Come on.
Why scare them?
And they call me barbarian. Love is wide and warring, but for us to stay home, and softly fear is roaring. May the music dance the day.
I'm sure you shall find it much more difficult to sing with a sword in your gullet.
Yes, my lord.
Will you shout at that, Miguel? And help me move this log.
This ain't a log, this is a tree.
But will you shout? You're supposed to be helping me.
I'm supposed to be meeting a girl. You men in front, after me.
You men in the rear, stay with the wagon. On to glory.
Find him!
This treasure had a purpose. We must find out what.
Good morning, my reverend friend.
You travel with poor company when you travel with Nottingham soldiers.
Tax him!
Tax him! Tax him! Tax him!
I'm Robin of Locksley. And my men are thirsty.
That's right.
Robin Hood! Lord bless me! I mistook you for common thieves. Kindly let me pass, sir.
Surely the Lord has the charity to spare a few barrels for good Christian men. Yes? We have much to celebrate.
Well, if you wish them to share in the good Lord's brew, you must best be for him. Confess Robin Hood, the Friar Tuck is a braver, holier, and wiser man than thou art. Giveth, he taketh away.
Do you yield?
I'd rather roast an hell.
Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him!
Oh, I think the good friar's taken us far enough.
Well done, friar.
Thank you, Lord, for teaching me humility.
Well, Tuck.
Thanks for the beer.
Are these not the meek of the earth? We're in need of an honest man to minister to them. What say you, friar?
The Lord reveals himself in mysterious ways. I accept.
Good. You'll not regret it.
Aye, but you may!
Native blades. Any losses?
Some. In truth, all of them.
And the gold?
Taken.
Robin Hood?
They were woodmen, cousin.
Robin Hood.
I tried.
We must be strong. We can't allow an outlaw to make fools of us. And I can't allow a lieutenant to fail me.
Well, at least I didn't use a spoon. It's good steel.
one's left. Which one are you taking?
Jimmy, which one am I taking? If you're taking the one on the left, I'm taking the one on the right.
Which one's the one on the right?
The one next to the one on the... Bollocks, we just jump out and grab. Now. Now!
Oh!
Oh, no!
A donation, if you please.
Donation? For what?
For passage through Sherwood.
Very well. Come and get it. You stuffed it, scrum. How dare you attack us?
It's me job, my lady.
What job? And who is your employer?
Robin Hood.
I insist on seeing him at once.